This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's the Barton Hahn Show. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Be part of the conversation, 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number.
You still mad at me? Listen, it's legitimate. And listen, I know our fans out there listening, they come from all walks of life, right? We got young, old, black, white, Asian, Hispanic. It don't matter. We got fans.
I'm getting major reverb right now.
For me? It ain't for me. I'm muted. I'm muted and shooty, baby. But what I'm saying is we have fans from all over the world, correct? Is that bad?
No. We got check engine light right now, man, because something I just said 5 seconds ago is now repeating in my ears. So we got major audio issues going on right now.
You just talk right now. You got to do a straight acapella,
it's
baby.
It's terrible.
You got to do a straight acapella. Turn the music off. But, you know, listen, I know every once in a while I say some stuff that sounds crazy at first glance. But I don't know if this one was that crazy. And listen, I would like our listeners to be able to kind of chime in on Twitter, chime in on Instagram, because I believe you talk about all-time great movies, quotable movies. I believe that Hoosier is right there. You know what I'm saying? Check the court, check the rim, 10 foot, same size no matter what. I think Rudy is one of those quotables as well, right? You're 5 foot nothing. 100 and nothing, and you probably got hardly a speck of talent, and you hung in with the best athletes for 4 years. You're going to get a scholarship from the University of Notre Dame. Now that too, but when do a movie graduate to that role? Right? When does a movie graduate to being able to say, "Hey, I'm a classic"? And I think that Life is one of those quotables, and you can say that Life is one of those quotable movies that may be in that realm. Now, we're going to talk to Jay Weezy today because, you know, we got Jay Will on, you know, Tuesdays. He always comes on. It's going to be great. You know, but a lot of things are going on. Are you back, Alan? Alan is not back. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, what we're going to talk about today, we got J.J. Watt potentially choosing Cleveland as a destination. And also, we have check light. Can you hear me, Alan? Okay. All good. So, listen, this is the welcome to the Bart and Bart Show. Check engine light. Listen, this is customary for our show, but it's all good. But, you know, when you think about, you know, right now you got the trade line coming up, another great game by Julius Randle. You look at, you know, what's happening with Anthony Davis, and it's a real thing, right? Anthony Davis, one of the best top five, you know, him and LeBron was ranked 1 and 2 in the NBA. And right now, can LeBron James, you know, handle the minutes? You finally hear LeBron James talking about being tired, you know, being worn. You're up, Alan. I can hear you.
You can hear me good now. We're good now. Like, this is insane. Now. But this it's is okay. What happens okay. when we're in different places, and we just got to figure this whole thing out technology wise. But I think we might have it. Do we have it now? Tell me, Bart.
I hear you loud and clear, baby.
Okay, good. That's all I want to know. Let's just talk like it's just you and me talking now on the phone. That's what we've got to do, because whatever happened at the start of that thing, we've just got to forget that it ever happened, and we just lost about 4 minutes of the show.
All good.
You and I were fighting. Yes. And that's the part that matters the most about movies. And we'll get to that some other when we get to references and everything else.
Right.
And I know you were trying to explain that, but let's just get to the news of the day and try to get this thing going. As we opened yesterday's show about the Lakers and their injury to Anthony Davis. And now the report comes out that it is a injury, they call it a calf injury. And that's what they're saying right now, a calf strain. Does that sound familiar? Yes, it does. A tendinosis aggravation. Which is worse than tendonitis, of course, does not show a rupture of the Achilles tendon. So they're going to reevaluate Anthony Davis in 2 to 3 weeks. That's a reevaluation. That is not he'll return in 2 to 3 weeks. So, Bart, this is going to be some time for him. And as we said yesterday, the Lakers, he's going to be compromised for basically the rest of the season no matter what.
Right.
And this is going to impact the Lakers. There's no doubt about it, and possibly their championship aspirations.
Yeah, and you think, listen, we've heard this story before. We heard this movie before. We remember Kevin Durant had the same thing. They tried to say it was a calf. And I can remember, like it was yesterday, watching that Achilles rupture and the vibration through the back of his socks. And it's like, it was crazy. And he tried to come back, and he tried to, you know. And listen, it was different. This was during the playoffs. You know, this is a different thing. Anthony Davis is going to have the time and the opportunity to rest. But I don't know how long he's going to have to rest because, listen, you don't get better by playing. And I don't know if they have the time to give him 2-3 months off. And when he comes back 2-3 months, you talk about timing, you talk about chemistry, you talk about conditioning. You know, so they have to be careful because LeBron is the present. Anthony Davis is the future. Once LeBron decides to retire, you're going to be trying to find another superstar to come to L.A. to pair with him and hoping that he learned all the leadership qualities from LeBron James. So you have to think about Anthony Davis in the future, not the present. And if you rush him back in 1 year into his new deal, he ruptures his Achilles. We saw Kevin Durant take a season and a half to be able to come back or even be capable to come back. So that's going to kill this season. That say, hey, LeBron could lose and not win another championship.
He's 35 years old.
It's going to compromise next season because now you have Anthony Davis under contract, but you don't have him available. Then you have to see if Anthony Davis can come back like KD and be able to be effective without maybe being a guy that's, you know, playing above the rim and being super explosive. And then you worry about compensation. Now, listen, he's 27 years old. You would think that if KD can come back, that he could come back. But what type of game would he have if he blows that Achilles out? And you talk about compromising. Remember Boogie Cousins, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was it's compensation. The quad blew out, opposite leg. The calf blew out. And nobody can't tell me that the reason why KD hamstring is hurt is because of that Achilles. Because it goes Achilles, plantar fascia, calf, hamstring. Hamstring tendon, glute. So all that stuff is connected, and this is a more serious blow to the Lakers than they want to lead on. And I don't know if they may have to make a move. They may have to make a move to get another scorer in there, somebody that can't replace Anthony Davis, but somebody who can kind of have his similar skill set. Because now they're a small team, Allen. And you look at Marc Gasol, this dude runs like me 2 days after the Pittsburgh Steelers game when I'm all sore and tired. Like, you can't push his minutes either.
Mm-hmm.
So who's that lively big man that they're going to get? Because now they're going to have to play small. LeBron's going to have to play the point power forward. And let's see if they can win that way. I believe, Allen, that, hey, them being first or second seed isn't a problem. No matter where they're seated, they can win the whole thing. But they cannot win the whole thing without Anthony Davis. And if they do that, then we'll have to talk about LeBron as the real GOAT.
Yeah, if he carries this group, as they are. Obviously, that was the whole idea of him going there and then them luring Anthony Davis there and that turning into a big two that they could build around and win. They won one championship with it in the bubble, of course. Some people want to put an asterisk on that, but doesn't matter. It's still a championship. And now the talk was, can they win two? And now you wonder, you know, with Anthony Davis and this injury and what it could lead to. Obviously, it's still not something major, not yet. But you brought this up, though. You brought up the KD situation. You're Anthony Davis. Yes, you're only 27, but you got a lot of mileage left on your career. So this, Bart, would this be something that you would want to make sure? I'll come back. I'm going to come back. Would you really rush this? Listen to Kendrick Perkins and his take on Anthony Davis and how to manage this injury. Take a listen to this.
The Lakers got to make sure that they go about this the right way. They need to go back and look at what happened to Kevin Durant. And you cannot rush Anthony Davis back, especially dealing with, you know, a quote-unquote calf string / Achilles injury, anything that's dealing with that area. We witnessed Kevin Durant come back too soon, and we saw the end result of that. I spoke with Rich Paul during that time, and I asked him, I said, you know, hey, Rich, if it was born, what advice you would have gave? He would have said, I would have told him he had to sit out, because again, it's about his longevity, and we all know that 9 times out of 10 guys don't come back from Achilles injury, especially if it get worse and you come back too soon and you tear your Achilles. So if I'm in Anthony Davis camp, which Rich Paul is, they're going to make sure they give him the right advice and look out for him long term.
See, but that's crazy. They have the same agent, right? So
right.
Helping Anthony Davis has hurt LeBron's legacy and what he's in pursuit of, and what type of pressure would Anthony Davis be under knowing that this is his opportunity to win 2 championships? Would he risk it? We saw Kevin Durant come back because he was trying to have a jump at greatness for a championship. Anthony Davis is championship or bust as well. You can't guarantee that one more year with LeBron aging. We don't know if LeBron's going to ever fall off that cliff. But at some point, Anthony Davis is going to have to be the best player on the team and not LeBron. So this brings up this question for me, and I can't wait till we get Jay Weezy on, but You're the resident expert in basketball.
Well, thank you.
Does this mean that you take some of those assets you have and change the composition of the Lakers by maybe going to get a guy like Andre Drummond?
No.
Somebody that can be a big man that can put – listen, he's 20-17. You need a body. You need a big body. He's on an expiring contract, correct? So if you can pay the luxury tax and maybe give up a couple of pieces, some future assets, they probably don't have any because they probably got rid of them. You said like
yeah, I don't,
nobody
I don't,
has any.
I don't love that. I don't love that fit at all.
Blake Griffin? Who is it? It's got to be somebody that can grab boards and put up buckets.
Can Blake play anymore? Like, I don't even know. That's another story, too. So he's not going to play now until they can find a new home for him. Drummond's not going to play anymore until they find a new home for him.
So
we'll talk about all that.
Is Oladipo sitting?
Yeah, you want to put your mic.
Is Oladipo sitting?
He will soon. They've got you're taking a drink and he moves his microphone away.
I meant to put the mic. I meant to put the drink down.
I know it was funny.
I'm in opposite world, man.
We're a mess from the beginning. That's who we are. We're a hot mess. That's why you listen, because you never know what's going to happen.
Organized chaos. It's
we're just trying to figure it out as we go. Honestly, I'm just a guy in my basement talking sports with my friend. Really, legit. That's exactly what I'm doing. You just get to listen. But again, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I'll tell you what I'll say, though. I know some fan base that is so down with OPP and so ready to try to I got this fake Rolex. I think it's going to fall apart any minute now. Let me try to slide it to somebody while it's still working and see if I can steal something, right? See if I can get over on them. And you know who I'm talking about, you Knicks fans out there. Come and get some, because I know what you're doing right now. We're not going to let it happen. Bart tried to push the buttons yesterday. He tried. And we're not going to fall for it. Not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Not this time.
You know what we can get for?
That's what I'm saying.
You know
what
we can get for our Stoli Roly?
There is one Knicks fan out there, if not more, who already now are going, oh, you know, the Lakers kind of need a good power forward, don't they?
Ooh, averaging over 20, baby.
We got a guy on, you know, he's got an option next year. Could be expiring. You know, if you want to give us some picks maybe and maybe give us a couple of, a couple of young guys. I'll tell you,
Kuzma. Give me Kuzma.
I'm telling you right now. Like, there's a guy, Richie in Middle Village is like, yo, if you're going to give me a little Kuzma and, a couple of draft picks, we'll get a third team in there. Maybe we'll, slide in another guy. I'll give you Julius Randle back. You want Randle back? I'll give you Randle back. I want to sell high.
He's
That's
all-star.
What I want to do. I want to keep losing. I want high draft picks. I want the currency of hope, baby. Because, Randle, I don't know if I trust Randle, man. Like, he wasn't that good last year, so you don't know what this is about. I think he's just trying to get that extension, he's going to be bad again.
It's time to free Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, Obi's got to play. Why did you draft him? Why'd you draft Obi if this guy's now going to be your 4? So I think they should trade Randle. You make Obi your starting 4, and you get the Lakers to give you a couple of firsts. I think it's fair. You give me 2 firsts and Kuzma. I like that. Give me Schroeder. Or actually Richie from Middle Village would say, give me Schroeder. I'll take the Schroeder kid.
Allen, you make great points, man.
Stop it. This is not Allen. This is Richie. Richie's taking over the show right here real quick. I want that deal. I'm going to give you this. You're going to give me that. Everybody's going to be happy.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Bada bing, bada boom, man. We got a deal. I think they can still be good, even though they get rid of the guy that's an all-star, who's doing things that's not since Larry Bird we've seen. But no. Let's do that. Because I'm telling you, Bart, that's the problem with Knicks fans, is you start having a modicum of success. And that happens. And it made me think this morning when I woke up and I saw all these clown takes coming at me on Twitter and everywhere else. How about this trade? Who can we trade for? How do we get this guy? How do we get that guy? Yeah, like, it's never enough. You're finally relevant for the first time in 8 years. And now you want us to start dealing people around. Like, can we give him, hey, how about we give him Neil Aquina? And maybe for Neil Aquina, we could get, like, you know, Zach LaVine. Like, stop it, guys, stop. So I thought of the great movie Hoosiers, which you, by the way, you, I got a problem with you. We'll discuss. But I thought of the movie Hoosiers, and I thought of the great legendary coach Norman Dale, who, as the fans saw the team and they started chanting for somebody who's not there, Norman Dale went to the microphone and he chastised them. Listen.
I will hope you will support who we are, not who we are now. This is your team.
This is your team. Don't support.
Okay, Gene,
support who we are, not who we are not. That's what Tom Thibodeau should be saying right now when he talks to the media. And everybody's like, all excited. Wow, they're playing really well. Who can we trade for? Oh, my God, Bart. Like, who can we trade for? It's like the first conversation people want to have. This isn't good enough yet.
But in Indiana, you couldn't get a transfer. You couldn't buy your team. New York can buy your team. You can pick your team.
You're going to have $70-plus million in cap space this offseason to handle that business. But I can give you examples of, you know, the Lakers, they didn't trade all their assets for Anthony Davis before they got LeBron. They got LeBron, then they did that. The Clippers didn't go all in on Paul George. They signed Kawhi first, right? The Nets were the little engine that could, just like the Knicks are right now. Only a couple of years ago, Kenny Atkinson getting all the accolades that Tom Thibodeau is getting now. D'Angelo Russell, right, playing the role of D'Angelo Russell is now Julius Randle. Okay, the high draft pick that just is starting to figure it out. Or maybe it was the coaching or the familiarity or whatever it was. And now what did they do? They used the young man. They had cap space. They signed two players. And then they went all in on the third star. It doesn't work the opposite way. Let's give up everything to attract a star and hope other stars are coming. Oh, that's right. I gave up all my cap space. Come on, Knicks fans. Not a day after you're one game under 500. Like, you can't start asking for trades now. Why now? What are we going to give up for? How can we get Bradley Beal in here and be part of this? You can't. Because whatever you give up for Bradley Beal takes away what this team's all about, which is depth. You've got a really good bench. And you've got a guy playing at an all-star level that everybody's rallying around, who, by the way, trusts the assistant coach. Kenny Payne for assistant coach of the year. If they had that award, he should win it. But he trusts the coaches. He trusts the people in charge. Let it just simmer. Let it bake. Put it in the slow cooker and just let this thing go for once. Stop asking me about trades.
Alan, you know they do have the new slow cooker that's a pressure cooker at the same time.
So it
cooks it slow, but it also forces
You want that air fryer? Is that what we're going to do? We're going to air fry this thing?
What's better than an air fryer, man? No grease. You know what I'm saying? No trans fat. You know what I'm saying? Only the good fats. So, I mean, we look at Brooklyn. How did Brooklyn do it? They brought over D'Angelo Russell, somebody else picked. Turned D'Angelo Russell
Julius
into
Randle. Yeah, Julius Randle. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. You take a guy who was a young player, who was good, not great. You make him into an all-star. You rally this team of guys you found and put together. It's well-coached. You become very competitive. And what happens? Everybody around the league starts going, I like what's going on there in New York. I like that. The vibe there is just insane.
The problem
like the vibe,
is,
I love the vibe there. Isn't that what KD said? I love the vibe. I love the vibe. Yep. There's something about the vibe. That's what you want. And then you, okay, and then you just go forward with that. You're going to have so much cap space coming up.
Yeah.
Just be smart with what you do. Instead of, just I keep going back to it. Knicks fans have always been, forever, down with OPP. It's always about who's next. Who else can we get? Instead of what you got right now, haven't had something like this in 8 years.
So you're buying Julius Randle as your star of the future. You're saying
of right now.
You're saying
of
this
right
is sustainable.
Now.
Okay. Because I was thinking you were saying that our big three was going to be Julius Randle.
Is he I don't just know what
stat,
it's going
is,
to be.
Is well, I
tell you what. Here's
just
the other
a
thing.
Stat filler right
okay.
now.
You can't. Here's two things you can't do. A, trade Julius Randle. At least hypothetically, start doing that. Oh, sell high. I keep getting that sell high thing. You know what? You know how there's like the like button and the heart button and all that stuff? There should be a smack button sometimes on Twitter. Just so when you say something stupid, I can just smack you and then it's over.
Listen,
right? You understand. I don't like that. But you also can't start saying, give him an extension right now. Let's get to the finish line first. Let's see how this goes this season. Right now it's going well. Leave it alone. Remember what Tim Bontemps said. Quietly, the Knicks keep winning.
Can you give out our Twitter now? Because I want somebody to listen. You're on the clip. I want them to push you. I want them to push you over the edge. Please go to Barton High on Twitter and let Allen know how you feel.
Close to the edge.
I'm just trying not to
lose
my
head.
I tell you what, man, push him over the edge.
Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract. No compromise. No compromise. No trade talk. Don't do it. Don't call me and start telling me, but what if we, what if we could trade this guy? I think we can move this guy for that guy. How about this guy? Who can? Leave it alone right now. Leave it alone. As I said, quiet coyote. Quiet coyote. No trade talk. None. Enjoy what you've got going on right now because you got a coach of the year candidate. You've got a six-man candidate, and you got a rookie of the year candidate and an all-star. You haven't been able to say that in a very long time, and let it build. That's what I have to say about that. But, Bart, you know what else we got to talk about is we'll take some calls on this because I know we'll get them.
Please.
We ought to talk about the latest on Deshaun Watson. And maybe is he starting to now
you
do what
about,
I said
talk
he's
about, you
talk
about
to do?
OPP. You talk about OPP.
Well, is he starting to do what I said he might have to start doing, which is being that bad guy, putting stuff out there? The James Harden playbook, is it in effect? We'll discuss. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Pit crew, come get us.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
So fresh and so clean. Bart and Hahn. Alan Hahn. Bart Scott.
Just so fresh and clean.
ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. The number is 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. At Bart and Hahn on Twitter, Instagram. Andre's telling me that prior to the season, I was on the air talking about what disgruntled star the Knicks would be in position to acquire. That is accurate.
That is true.
And then he said, you know, Beal being your person of emphasis. That is also accurate. He said, this was a few weeks ago. That is accurate as well. And you know what else is accurate? I'm allowed to adjust my thinking based on performance. I mean, if you're, like, I'm sorry, but if you're living in a world where, well, I said this 3 weeks ago, I got to stick with that, even though evidence has now changed, what kind of world are you living in? I'm watching this thing every single night. I'm on the broadcast in New York City on MSG Networks, okay? And I see this team on a daily basis. I talk to the coaches. I talk to everybody. Like, I'm involved in that team. This is not just a fan thing. This is a life thing. So if I'm watching something and I'm seeing how it evolves, I can change my mind. And that's exactly what I'm doing here. Don't touch a thing. Not now. Especially when Brian Windhorst tells me what it's going to cost to get a guy like Bradley Beal. You're not in a position to do it. So don't.
Haven't you been watching politics for less than 2 years? We don't apologize. We double down. We want disgruntled stars. We want Oladipo. We want Zach LaVine. We want Bradley Beal.
You might. I'm all set. All right, I'm all set. But you know what? Speaking of disgruntled stars, remember we talked about how James Harden worked his way out of Houston by putting on the fat suit and just all of a sudden becoming a guy that is just not engaged at all in competing, playing basketball, which we know that's what he lives for. And then we said, if Deshaun Watson really wants to get out of Houston, because they're telling everybody, according to Schefter, that we're not trading him. Don't bother calling. We're not trading him. So we said, well, all right, then he's going to have to get into the Harden playbook. Bart, let me know if you think this is a bit of the Harden playbook. Mm-hmm. So, over the weekend, and of course it's always social media, on an Instagram account of his marketing manager, there was a photo from Thursday night of Deshaun Watson with Raekwon Davis and Christian Wilkins, both, of course, that he was teammates with at Clemson, both, of course, who now play for the Dolphins.
Miami?
Yes. And they were all together in Miami.
Cool. coincidence.
So that's out there. And now, of course, people are seeing it. And it's very interesting. Very interesting that they are together hanging out. And, of course, one of the teams that Deshaun Watson is reportedly interested in going to or playing for would be the Dolphins. Is this one of those slowly this is how the campaign begins? And when do we get to see him hanging out with, like, you know, Denzel Mims or C.J. Mosley or...
with C.J. Mosley. Mims don't know his quarterback, so I don't know.
Like, give me someone, like, that he's hanging out with.
Slow clap. This is the Rudy slow clap. When they saw Deshaun Watson walking up the beach, they saw him walking. And Curtis Wilkins, they was... Rudy. So, you know,
like,
what's next on the playbook is that we have to see him spotted at Tootsie's.
Mm.
Gentlemen's Club, right? Because remember, he had the pictures. He's going to miss off-season workouts. And he's going to get saw at Tootsie's. Then I need to see him with the Incredible Hulk smoothie that has like 2,000 calories in it, because now we got to start working on that boiler. We got to get the tum-tum out of shape, you know what I'm saying? So you got to show up with the fat man suit like like Harden did. But I tell you what, it's crazy though. Like, this is a game of chicken, and we're going to watch it play out. Now, it could play out like Jalen Ramsey.
Would you do this in the offseason now? Like, Jalen Ramsey, like, you can be, you know, when you're around the team, you can just be a complainer.
Well, this is where it starts.
Doesn't he need to, and unfortunately, a good guy has got to be a bad guy.
Okay.
In order to get what he wants, a good guy's just got to turn bad.
Well, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, Alan.
Always.
And, like, you know, you saw Brandon Marshall do the same thing when he was fielding catches, and every time the ball hit him, he knocked the pass down from Jay Cutler. So we saw that. We saw Yannick Ngakoue, right, go at the owner. So, like, this is just phase one. This is, like, something that's not going to affect Houston. It only affects Houston when you start gathering as a team and as a unit. You have a new coach that's trying to bring in a new culture. You have a new general manager that's trying to bring in a new culture, and you're not there to be a part of the culture, which means that you're trying to be bad for the culture. And we know the culture coach is all about the culture. So when you become bad for the culture, he may either double down and say, I know what you're trying to do. Nah, not going to work. But, see, that's why I believe.
Culture coach.
And that's why I believe that the Jets, yes, I said it, the Jets have the best chance in trading for Deshaun Watson. And not this year, Alan. That's the key. That's the key. Not this year, because Houston is dug in. And much like you look at the Cincinnati Bengals, were dug in on Carson Palmer. They were dug in on Ocho Cinco, who tried to get out of there. I think that they're going to try and prove a point. They're going to call Deshaun Watson's bluff, and Deshaun Watson's going to have to show up, not play, not be a good guy, and not be a leader. And then what happens is, you say in the offseason, you say, we just paid this dude all this money. Once again, we're a team that's not going to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We're a team that's got bad draft position. We still don't have a first-round draft pick. We still have a lot of money tied up. We still have a team with plenty of holes in it. We can't stop anybody defensively. You know what? It's time to move them. And guess who has two first-round draft picks the following year? The New York Football Jets, the Seattle Seahawks, is the gift that keeps on giving. And I anticipate that Seattle is going to have a better pick to give the Jets the second year than the first year.
Well, in that division, especially when you think about it, right?
Are they even the
second best team in that division now?
I don't think they are. San Francisco is going to be back. Listen, San Francisco, with a compromised Jimmy G, still gave Seattle all they wanted without Kittles. So now imagine Kittles comes back, San Francisco is a problem.
And what happens if the 49ers decide that they're going to make a quarterback change? That's the other thing you have to think about.
Exactly. And now you look at what's happening with Stafford. So now you get a better pick. So then you get him the second time, because you don't have to sign Sam Darnold or pick up his option. You let him play it out like Mitchell Trubisky.
So you're saying we got to be patient? Wait. So the Knicks should be patient and the Jets should be patient? Is that what you're telling me now?
What I'm saying is, you don't have to make the decision right now if you're the Jets. You can get Deshaun Watson the following year. And guess what you get to do with that first year of two first-round draft picks, Sam Darnold, and a lot of cap space? You get an opportunity to make this place attractive. Remember what Miami was. Miami was the Jets last year. It's a free agency. And then they had a good season. And now, so suddenly, Deshaun Watson wants to go to Miami. Guess what? Because they look like an attractive destination. Listen, this is like being fat and being an ugly duckling. Your teeth is crooked. Your hair's nappy. You know what I'm saying? this gives you an opportunity. Go get your Wes Welker hair transplant. Go get your grill fixed at Happy Pretty Smiles. Mm-hmm. And it allows you to go on Biggest Loser and shed a whole person and then say, look at me now, Deshaun. I'm sexy. Don't you want me? And he's going to say, yeah. Just like Lil Jon. What?
Barton Hahn brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Speaking of driven, we know LeBron James certainly is driven as a basketball player. But wait till you hear what he said about what if he was in the NFL? He had an opportunity. And oh, by the way, Bart, you might have had one too. We will discuss. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
What?
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Yo, can I make a DJ request?
Oh,
next time
God,
we come
yes.
back, we need to go Manny Fresh. We need to go, that's my DJ. Because my DJ is rocking today, son. So he need that's to play snake. A song that takes care of himself. Go, okay. DJ. That's my DJ. Never mind.
And it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Jay Will joins us every Tuesday at 1 o'clock, and he will be here with us in about 10 minutes. So we'll have a lot to get into with him. For sure, especially at his alma mater. But first, let's do making moves. Bart, we've heard this conversation before, and it involves LeBron James.
Yeah.
And a guy, again, is 6'8", 250, mm-hmm. athletic freak, never gets hurt, strong, dominates the NBA. Could he dominate football? Big football fan, big Cowboys fan. Well, that what if, this is an interesting move. LeBron James said that he had an opportunity to do something that Michael Jordan did, what else is new, and play another sport. This was during the 2011 lockout. LeBron James, who was 26 at the time, told The Athletic that he had an offer to try out for the Dallas Cowboys. He also said the Seattle Seahawks sent him a jersey with an offer to work out. And LeBron said, I always think about it. And then he said this, I would have made that team. I would have tried out. I would have tried out, but I would have made the team. One thing about it, I don't mind working for something. So if I would have had to try out for the Cowboys or Seahawks or stayed home, went back home to Cleveland, I'd have tried out. But I wouldn't. But I would have made the team. I just know what I'm capable of doing on the football field, especially at that age. You were in your prime in 2011. Now, as he thinks about what could have been, do you now think about what could have been?
Oh yeah, I would have been a. You think can't wait is a gif and a meme. Oh, I definitely would have been a meme. I tell you what, he would have came in. This is what I hate sometimes. Sometimes it's kind of disrespectful.
A 6'8" tight end.
It's kind of disrespectful when somebody comes in and thinks that all the hours that I put in or athletes have put in their career that they can just decide to switch. We see Tim Tebow, you know, making a mockery of the Mets, which I think he's going to be part of the Mets again this year.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? At what point do the dude, like, stop blocking somebody else from being able to live their dream? Dude, it ain't going to happen for you. LeBron James would have got a jersey, and he would have came across the middle or went up the seam, whichever way he wanted to go. He would have came in like Sherman Hemsley. He would have left like Kojak. I would have knocked all the follicles out his scalp. He came over with that. Are you freaking kidding me, man? Come on, man.
Talk about would he be a target? Chicken. Like, seriously, would he be a target? It's, you know, like
hell
Michael
yeah,
Jordan,
yeah.
Like pitchers didn't want to, you know, let Michael Jordan hit him. Nah, Michael Jordan barely got the triple A, right? Like he was double A,
yeah,
single A.
Right.
Like it was hard to get to the majors, and it just showed you how difficult it is. And what Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders did, like still mind-blowing to be able to do it. But do you think because of his status, would he have been a target?
Man,
like guys
man,
like you
listen,
would have listen, wanted to do like is, just like you said.
This is football, man. We're in the hurt business. You can say whatever you want. We ain't in the win. We in the like defensive players are in the hurt business. We in the send a statement business. Man, we would have knocked them back. Like you remember when Pat White was running on the sideline and he got hit by I believe Ike Taylor on the sideline and Ryan Clark and he went to sleep. As a football player, he woke up with a Kansas City Royals hat in. He said, man, I ain't never playing football again. I'm out of here. Y'all crazy. Like,
yeah,
he went to sleep. He went night-night. Somebody, man, LeBron would have went night-night. Like I said, he would have came in with Sherman Hemsley. For people out there that don't know who Sherman Hemsley is, anybody that ever seen the Jeffersons 227, that's Sherman Hemsley. He was George from he's George. And he was slightly balding. He was crowning. He had no hair in the front.
Yeah, he
would have left.
Yeah, that 70s horseshoe thing that a lot of men just decided to have for some reason.
LeBron would have came across.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just know that that would definitely be something that would have your eyes very wide as he was coming across the middle. And for him to say it now is like an interesting, like, tell the story type of thing, which he did to The Athletic. And it's of course, we always think about it, what it could have been.
Yeah.
You know, and it's nice to tell that story. But in the real moment, first of all, he couldn't do it. During the lockout, I mean, come on. Like, he's under contract. Would the Heat have let him do that? I can't imagine they would have. But it is just interesting to think about what could have been, what might have been, and, of course, the repercussions of it, because it's different when it's the NFL and somebody can actually hit you. Coming up, Jay Will going to join us. Lots to get into, including a Duke star that is leaving early. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.